On University of Colorado, Colorado Springs Week, are all math problems solvable? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Oksana Bihun, associate professor in the Department of Mathematics, looks to outer space for one answer.
The movement of the eight planets and the sun is modeled by a nine-body problem, a dynamical system. A surprising fact about this system is that we cannot write certain types of formulas that describe the positions of the eight planets and the sun in the future. To refer to this fact, mathematicians say that the nine-body problem is not integrable. A practical meaning of this fact is that we don't know whether one of the eight planets will be ejected from the solar system in the future. The movement of the eight planets and the sun is just one example of a more general n-body system. At the end of the 19th century, a French mathematician Poincaré showed that most of dynamical systems that can be written in a specific way, called Hamiltonian, are not integrable. So each time someone discovers an n-body problem that is solvable, it is a cause for celebration. Together with collaborators, I constructed infinitely many n-body systems that are solvable by algebraic operations. This means that for the systems I constructed, it is possible to predict their behavior as far in the future as we want. My work develops tools that allow to study and catalog solvable dynamical systems. This, in turn, makes it easier to handle any potential future applications.
That was Oksana Bihun of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.